Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
I don't usually get to recover anything that's alive. Huh. It's nice to be able to save something.
Now at 6, a small miracle rises from the ashes of paradise as a grim search continues for victims.
It is on the west side of the river, underneath the transmission lines. Have about a 35-mile-an-hour sustained wind on it.
KPIX 5's Wilson Walker reached the fire's suspected point of origin today, and he found PG&E workers were already there.
And a scare in San Jose, where a new brush fire sent hundreds of people in a nearby house of worship scrambling for safety. Good evening, I'm Brian Hackney.
And I'm Juliet Goodrich. The Camp Fire in Butte County has now grown to 173 square miles. That's nearly the size of the city of San Jose. 23 people are confirmed dead, and that number is expected to rise. The fire has destroyed more than 6,400 buildings, and it is still threatening another 15,000 structures. But crews are making progress, and tonight, the Camp Fire is 25% contained.
We have team coverage from the fire lines. Wilson Walker has new details about the fire's origin, but we will begin with Katie Nielsen. She's live in the ruins of Paradise, California, where crews are continuing a grim search for victims. Katie?
Brian, more than 100 people are still missing here in Paradise and the surrounding communities. That's why 5 teams from the coroner's office spread out today to try to find those still unaccounted for. It's a daunting task, searching through the ashes.
We're just going door to door, house to house, looking for families, loved ones that are missing.
Trying to find signs of where the bedroom used to be, or a bathtub or fireplace. Anywhere someone who was trapped might have tried to find shelter as the flames of the campfire closed in. The recovery task made more difficult by the intensity and heat of this fire.
In some cases, the only remains that we are able to recover are bones or bone fragments.
But today, off Gregory Lane in Paradise, the recovery effort turned into a rescue. When Vicki Vincent with the Shasta County Coroner's Office found an exhausted, soot-covered, black and white cat.
I don't usually get to recover anything that's alive. Huh. It's nice to be able to save something.
Butte County Animal Control officers took the cat to a local shelter.
He's very friendly and very sweet.
Where it will hopefully be reunited with its owners. And the team went back to work. A difficult task for Jake Hancock, since he was born and raised right here in Paradise.
You come up here and you drive down the streets of the city, and I don't think words can really express the feelings that you have of loss and pain.
Unimaginable destruction for a city that's named after heaven itself. But when we asked Jake to describe the city now...
Paradise.
Still?
Still. It's our home. So we'll make it that.
We are waiting for an update for the Butte County Sheriff's Department any minute now on those recovery efforts that went on today. They do expect that death toll to rise. They said at some points on Thursday when the fire was pushing into Paradise, it was moving as fast as a football field a second, and there just was no way that everyone who lived here would be able to get out of the fire's path in that amount of time. Now, coming up tonight at 6:30, we'll actually tell you about a mobile DNA lab that is coming to town to try to help with some of the identification. Live in Paradise, Katie Nielsen, KPIX 5.
Wow. Okay, Katie, thank you.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we sent KPIX 5's Wilson Walker out today to try to find the source of the fire, and Wilson, you got pretty close.
Well, yeah, the winds that kicked up last night really brought the fire back to life. And amazingly, it seems to have brought the fire right back where it started. About 28 miles north of Oroville on the North Fork of the Feather River, you will find the Poe Power Dam, which today was surrounded by fire that sprung up overnight. But this is also believed to be the very area where the campfire first ignited.
It is on the west side of the river, underneath the transmission lines. Have about a 35-mile-an-hour sustained wind on it.
These are the radio transmissions from the early morning hours Thursday when the fire was first reported west of the river under the transmission lines, and it was not going to be easy for firefighters to get there.
We have eyes on the vegetation fire. It's going to be very difficult access. Camp Creek Road is nearly inaccessible.
So this is it, Camp Creek Road, the namesake of this fire. It's in a tiny little community called Pulga out here. It's at the end of a road that itself is very narrow and winding. But this is as far as I can go. There is security at this intersection here, hired by CAL FIRE. I am told that beyond this point is the scene of an ongoing investigation.
The investigation's still ongoing. There's still a lot of things for them to look at and check out. So no, we don't have anything specific on it now.
Now, this is an area covered with power lines. They run in nearly every direction to and from the hydroelectric facilities here. And we never did see any transmission wires down, but we did see this. A group from PG&E with some telescopic equipment following the river and presumably taking a look at those lines running along the ridge over on the west side. Okay, so PG&E and CAL FIRE both telling us they have no answers yet, but clearly the search into what exactly happened out here is well underway. Juliet, back to you.
All right, Wilson, thanks so much for all of your work today. Thank you.
By the way, we are standing by waiting for a press conference out of Chico with the updated numbers on how much is burned and how much has been destroyed. That's coming up any moment now. As soon as it happens, we will bring it to you live. In the meantime, latest on weather, there was a marginal improvement in the amount of smoke over the Bay Area. Much of it was from Sonoma County and north, but that will change overnight. High pressure moves a bit south. The plume will get pushed a bit south, so the air quality will deteriorate overnight. And that means we've got to spare the air forecast that's unhelpful levels of air from the North Bay all the way down into Santa Clara Valley. As a result, spare the air right through tomorrow. Red flag warnings are still posted for winds that are up to about 20 miles an hour. Humidities are low. That means the threat of rapid fire spread if one is ignited. And that's why earlier today, they were so frightened about what was happening in San Jose, which Juliet's going to tell you about.
Yes, Brian, a brush fire caused a scare this afternoon. It prompted hundreds of people to clear out of a Sikh temple on the east side of town. CAL FIRE and local crews rushed in with a swift response. KPX5's Kit Doe is live at the scene where that fire was knocked down before it could cause any damage. Kit.
Yeah, folks got a pretty good scare with the flames coming within just yards of their home. But thanks to a quick response from the firefighters, they contained it to just 4 acres. No structures lost and there were no injuries. Now, this started just before 2 p.m. right next to a drainage ditch that ran alongside the Sikudwara Temple in the East San Jose foothills. Because there was heavy brush and eucalyptus trees, a steep incline, and homes and structures nearby, it quickly went to 2 alarms with a lot of help from CAL FIRE. Crews got a quick jump on it, doused the flames quickly. There were no official evacuations, but worshippers inside the Sikh temple left on their own when the flames got close. Neighbor Srivanti Manapali just moved here in the summertime, and this is now the second fire she's seen near her home in 2 weeks. Nervous, scared, anxious?
Oh, nervous, scared, and everything. Everything, really scared.
We drove into the driveway. The first thing I tell my husband is go grab the stuff. And that's all we had, is just our emergency package. And we got into the car and I ran over here. So we're okay so far.
And investigators were out here near the base of the hill at the point of origin of the fire. So far, no word yet on the cause. We're live in the East San Jose foothills. Kit Doe, KPIX 5.
Kit Doe, thanks, Kit.